Welcome to the Daily Tour Podcast, brought to you by the Fredcast. This almost daily summary of the 2008 Tour de France will be presented soon after the end of each day's racing, so that you can stay up to date on the world's most famous, and some would argue, most important annual cycling event. The Daily Tour is brought to you by the Fredcast Cycling Podcast, for weekly news, product reviews, upcoming events, and everything you need to know about the world of cycling. Listen to the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. The Fredcast can be found at www.thefredcast.com, iTunes, or anywhere you normally look for podcasts. For over 2 years and 100 episodes, the Fredcast is the internet's premier cycling podcast. The Daily Tour is also brought to you by listeners like you. Thank you for your donations via PayPal, and if you'd like to donate, please visit our website at www.thefredcast.com. And now, it's time for the Tour de France 2008 edition of the Daily Tour Podcast. Hey, Daily Tour fans, it's David Bernstein from the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. Welcome to the penultimate Daily Tour Podcast for the penultimate stage of the 2008 Tour de France. Well, today is stage 20, and going into today's stage, Carlos Sastre is in the yellow jersey from Team CSC Saxo Bank, 82 hours, 54 minutes, and 38 seconds. He's trailed by Frank Schleck from CSC Saxo Bank, his teammate. He's 124 back. Then Bernhard Kohl, the winner of this year's polka dot jersey from Gerolsteiner, 133 back. And then the man everybody will be watching today, Cadel Evans from Ceylon Slotto. He's 134 back. An outside shot today is Dennis Menshov from Rabobank, 239 behind our yellow jersey, Carlos Sastre. Now, today's stage 20 goes from Serrilly to Saint-Amand-Montrond. It's 53 kilometers. Along the way, there are three individual time checks. So it allows fans and directors sportif and the racers themselves the opportunity to check their time against their teammates and against their nearest rivals. There's one at 18 kilometers, one at 36 kilometers, and another at 47 and a half kilometers. And from that point, it is a very fast downhill to the finish. It's a relatively rolling course, nothing big in the way of climbing, but it will test the riders to see how their time trialing skills stand up against each other. Now, Cadel Evans, traditionally a very, very accomplished time trialist. Carlos Sastre, typically not so much. And so the pre-race speculation is that Cadel Evans may have the legs to be able to take back that time gap between himself and Carlos Sastre, and in doing so, gather for himself the yellow jersey and the ability to wear it on that parade lap into Paris tomorrow when they get to the Champs-Élysées and the final podium for this year's 2008 Tour de France. Now, early in today's stage, Garmin Chipotle's Danny Pate laid down the best time on the course at 1 hour, 6 minutes, and 45 seconds. And parenthetically, for those of you who are recreational cyclists, think about that. 53 kilometers, well, that's just about 33 miles. Do you think that you, as a recreational cyclist, would have the legs and the lungs to be able to withstand 33 miles in 1 hour and 6 minutes? Really just amazing. Now, Danny Pate held that for quite some time until Gerolsteiner's Sebastian Long went out on the course, and he beat him by just about 40 seconds, 1 hour, 6 minutes, and 9 seconds. But meanwhile, David Miller was out on the course, and so was Fabian Cancellar, the world champion, the two-time time trial world champion. David Miller coming in with a really great time of 1 hour, 5 minutes, and 27 seconds, but Cancellar blowing that away. 1 hour, 4 minutes, and 12 seconds. And Fabian Cancellara's time was the fastest at each of those three intermediate sprints and would be for quite some time. And each rider that came through simply was not able to beat the times of Cancellara at the intermediate sprints or at the finish line. And then came the man who has had quite a great Tour de France this year, being involved in a lot of the attacks, and you've heard his name from me a lot this year, Team Gerolsteiner's Stefan Schumacher. Coming through the first time split, Schumacher tying the time of Fabian Cancellara of 21 minutes and 30 seconds. At the second time split, Schumacher coming across 12 seconds slower than Fabian Cancellara. But at the third time split, Schumacher comes across 14 seconds faster than CSC Saxo Bank's Fabian Cancellara and comes across the line a full 21 seconds faster than Fabian Cancellara. But with the top 10 of the GC still out on the course or yet to start, everyone was left to wonder whether or not that time would stand. Would Stefan Schumacher be able to win stage 20 of this year's Tour de France? Just about the time of Schumacher's finish, the final couple of men at the top of the GC started their time trial, Frank Schleck and then Carlos Sastre out on the road. At time check number one, both Dennis Menchov and Christian Vandevelde looking like they were having great time trials. Menchov coming across with the third best time at the first time split, 22 seconds slower than the Cancellara Schumacher shared time. Vandevelde coming across 28 seconds slower, and Bernhard Kohl, the King of the Mountains jersey winner, 34 seconds off of the Cancellara and Schumacher's time. By the time Cadel Evans came through, he was 38 seconds behind, 4 seconds slower than Bernhard Kohl, who looked like he was having a great time trial at this point. Carlos Sastre coming through, and he came through 46 seconds behind the Cancellara Schumacher time. That's 8 seconds slower than Cadel Evans, and looking at this point like he was having a very good time trial. At the second time split, Christian Vandevelde coming across 57 seconds off of Cancellara's best time. Dennis Menchov coming across 1:08 off of Cancellara's time. Cadel Evans coming across just a little bit slower at 1:30 off the best time. Bernhard Kohl right behind him, 1:33 back. When Carlos Sastre came through, he was 1:53 off of the best time, but still the virtual yellow jersey out on the road, not allowing Cadel Evans to take back enough time at this point to take the yellow jersey off of his shoulders. At the third time split, Christian Vandevelde still having a great time trial, 1:06 off the pace of Stefan Schumacher. Dennis Menchov also having a very nice ride, 1:38 off. And just behind him, Cadel Evans comes across 1:52 off Schumacher's time. Bernhard Kohl, 2:07 off of Schumacher's time. And when Carlos Sastre comes through, having passed his 3-minute man, Frank Schleck, in front of him, who started 3 minutes before he did, Carlos Sastre coming through 2:12 off of Schumacher's time, and looking like, unless he exploded somewhere in that last 5 kilometers, he was going to retain the yellow jersey for the day. So at this point, all eyes shifted toward the finish line where Cadel Evans finished 2:05 off of Stefan Schumacher's best time of 1:03:50. Carlos Sastre, by the time he came through, he was 2:28 off of Schumacher's time. Cadel Evans did not take enough time off of Carlos Sastre in order to take the yellow jersey off of his shoulders, and at this point, it seems clear that unless something unusual, highly unusual, happens tomorrow on Sunday on stage 21 in Paris, Carlos Sastre has won the 2008 Tour de France. As far as the stage is concerned, it did happen. Stefan Schumacher wins stage 20 of the Tour de France with a time of 1:03:50. Second place, the world champion Fabian Cancellara, 21 seconds back. In third, Kim Kirken from Team Colombia having a nice ride, 1:01 back. Christian Vandevelde takes fourth, 1:05 behind Schumacher's time. David Miller from the UK and Garmin Chipotle, 1:37 back in fifth place. In sixth, Dennis Menchov from Rabobank, 1:55 back. And in seventh, Cadel Evans, the man who needed to make up more time today, 2:05. Sebastian Lang takes eighth place from Team Gerolsteiner, 2:19 back. And in ninth, his teammate, the polka dot jersey winner Bernhard Kohl, at the same time. George Hincapie from the United States rounds out the top 10 for Team Colombia, 2 minutes 28 seconds back, and at the same time in 11th and 12th place respectively, Thomas Lookvist from Team Colombia and Carlos Sastre, the yellow jersey from Team CSC Saxo Bank. Now, as I mentioned a moment ago, it would take something very unusual to occur for Carlos Sastre not to be standing atop the podium in Paris at the conclusion of Stage 21 tomorrow. Typically, this final stage is, well, a sort of a parade lap, the ability for the riders to enjoy the fact that they survived 3 weeks out on the road, the fact that they are all coming into Paris, and to celebrate the victory of the man wearing the yellow jersey on the final day. Is it possible that someone might attack Carlos Sastre and Team CSC tomorrow? It's possible. But in this sport, which in many ways is about sportsmanship and gentlemanly conduct, it would be highly unusual. Typically, the final stage is one where the rider and the team who have won can be seen sipping champagne with their team director as they ride along with champagne flutes and crystal champagne flutes in their hands on their way to Paris. And then, following a number of circuits through the streets of Paris and in a couple of sprints, the day is left for the sprinters and their glory on the Champs-Élysées before the final podiums. So at this point, the general classification going into the final stage tomorrow on Sunday, July the 27th, Carlos Sastre is in first place, 84 hours, 1 minute, and 0 seconds. And behind him, Cadel Evans from Ceylon Slotto, 1 minute, 5 seconds off of Sastre's time. In third, our polka dot jersey winner, Bernhard Kohl, is 1 minute, 20 back. In fourth, Denis Menchov is 2 minutes back. And in fifth, Christian Vandevelde from Garmin Chipotle is 3 minutes and 12 seconds back. In sixth, Frank Schleck from Team CSC Saxo Bank is 4 minutes 28 seconds behind his teammate, Carlos Sastre. In 7th, Samuel Sanchez from Euskaltel Euskadi is 6:32 behind. Kim Kirkin is in 8th place from Team Colombia, 7 minutes 2 seconds back. In 9th, Castapana's Alejandro Valverde, 7 minutes 26 seconds back. And rounding out our top 10, Tadej Valjevic from AG2R, 9 minutes 12 seconds back. Tomorrow's Stage 21 is a 143-kilometer affair from Etampes to Paris Champs-Élysées. Along the way, there are two Category 4 climbs, two intermediate sprints, and then that final sprint on the Champs-Élysées. It should be really a parade lap tomorrow. We will see what happens. Cadel Evans likely to be in the second place spot on top the podium in Paris for the second year in a row to yet another Spaniard. Last year, Alberto Contador for Team Discovery was atop the podium. Cadel Evans was in second. And this year, it should be Carlos Sastre atop the podium with Cadel Evans once again in second and Bernhard Kohl in third. We will talk to you again tomorrow at the conclusion of the 2008 Tour de France. Thank you so much for listening and staying subscribed. Have a great evening. I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. So long for now. That's it for today's episode of the Daily Tour Podcast. If you'd like to comment on the show, please send an email to thefredcast@gmail.com. That's thefredcast@gmail.com. Or you can send a voicemail to area code 435-258-6373. That's 435-258-6FRED. Be sure to follow our frequent live updates of the day's racing via Twitter. The Twitter username is DailyTour. Remember, there's no space. And you can sign up for those at twitter.com/DailyTour or by sending a text message to 40404 with the words follow Daily Tour. And of course, please check out our website at www.thefredcast.com for the final results of the day's racing and, of course, for the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. I will see you all again on the next episode of the Daily Tour or the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. Please don't forget to tell your friends about the show. We love to get new listeners. And in the meantime, thank you for listening to the Daily Tour Podcast.